Citrus greening has become a serious issue for many U.S. fruit producers since being first detected in Florida 9 years ago. Today, the disease threatens the survival of Florida citrus and is a potential threat to the nation's entire citrus industry. Since at least 2008, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has been on the case.
There are three shovel-ready projects that we're getting very close to starting.
APHIS Administrator Kevin Shea.
One, increase the use of biocontrol. So we have a wasp that will attack and eliminate the psyllid that spreads citrus greening disease, or HLB. And we're going to put money into both states in Florida and California, and Texas as well, but in each place something different. For example, in Florida, they have a rather robust system already of production of the biocontrol agent, and we're going to be able to double the capacity. So more agents, biocontrol agents being released, populations get knocked down. Another is thermotherapy. Research shows if you put semi-transparent plastic over the tree, it reduces the bacterium level very substantially. The third thing we're doing is working with antimicrobials that can be injected directly into the vascular system of the tree.
And thanks to the new farm bill, over the next few years, $20 million has been allotted from the federal government to deal with citrus greening. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.